5 seconds.
Long
we on
air.
We got leg spread.
Spread legs.
That's the first thing that's going to happen, the leg spread.
Spread legs.
Okay. Leg spread. As long as legs are spread, now we can carry on.
Leg spread it. Leg spread it.
That's old business and new business.
Ain't no?
No. Old business and new business.
Oh, yeah. Old river and new river.
Leg spreading.
Leg spread.
Mm-hmm.
Butt spread.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome, people. I'm GQ. That's 6'4". Got SD in the biz act. Yeah, no, I should be shot. Over here trying to make shit rhyme and shit. Biz act. That was corny. Anyway, fucking,
I'm sick. I'm GQ. I'm holding it down. I'm actually on the road right now.
Mm-hmm.
On my way to get the switchboard together so niggas can call up.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, you know, we're always on the move. So I'm going to do the shit on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And for all you motherfuckers that didn't realize what was going on in the beginning, 6'4 is, you know, making a home-cooked dinner.
That's
all
right.
The ladies out there that, you know, tired of cooking, or all bitches that don't know how to cook, definitely hit up 6'4. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Looking at definitely take a lesson. Nigga like me, I'm going to McDonald's. That's where I'm going to probably die in the next 2 years. Well, hey, it is what it is. This is Angry Bastard, the station I let you speak. Your motherfucking mind. We're here at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Friday. Holding the phone. Well, actually, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And on Wednesdays, we're here from 8:30 to 9:30. And what we do here is we talk about anything and everything. Whatever the fuck is on your mind. Most importantly, light the fuck up.
Whatever's on your mind.
Another call is 914-338-1782. But don't call that motherfucker yet, because I ain't at the crib yet. Oh, my cable's on. Oh, sucker, the shit is off. Hit us up on myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Let us know what you think. Hit us up with shout-outs, comments, you know, a little request and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And, numbers.
Numbers, of course.
I mean, I don't do big bitches, so... I mean, I'll pass that off to 6'4". Actually, I'll pass that off to LE.
Uh-huh. He's in a 250 and up club.
Word.
Word.
What's good, man? What happened today besides you boning my mom's?
Hey, nothing, man. I'm realizing that smoking bogey like, is corny, and it doesn't make me feel better.
As well as trees. I think those are two things I'm going to experiment with, putting down, see how my body changes, you know what I'm saying? Oh, boy. Had the day off today.
Yeah.
The meat is still falling off the bone for those who care to know. And, where's, Lala's, Luscious Lips, man?
Oh, Harlem, Big Girl Harlem.
Harlem. Harlem's finest.
Harlem's finest. Man tits.
Man tits. Man boobs.
Man boobs.
Man boobs.
Man boobs. Booba man. Man boobs. Ah, shit. Yeah, my day, I ain't really do shit but work all day. They did with bullshit at my job.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though they're trying to get rid of a nigga. But you sometimes, in order to, and this is going out to everybody out there, especially if you're black or a man of color, as some would say. But if you want to get back at your boss, don't get mad and quit or fucking do dumb shit like, you know, I'm just going to steal or I'm going to beat him the fuck up or... Don't do that. Don't do none of that shit. The way to get back at the man
mm-hmm.
is simply something that you probably don't want to do. Number one, be smooth as shit and act nice. Niceness kills a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to fight this nigga and this motherfucker is being nice. Why? They don't understand it. Number one. Number two, one of my salesmen has a habit of ordering too much shit, and when he gets in trouble, he puts it off on, you know, certain merchandisers. So, instead of me coming at him and bitching at him and being like, well, you shouldn't order this and you shouldn't order that and fuck this and I think you're racist, instead of all that, nah, I'm not going to do that. I just went into the store and took everything that wasn't tagged the tag on the shelf at the proper, you know, properly, and I put everything tagged the tag, took pictures of all the products that he did not need to bring in. So for tomorrow, I mean, when I go to this meeting, when they say, yeah, you're going to written up for this, oh, check these pictures out first, boss. And then that would be the end of that. I won't be getting written up. And they'd be like, damn, this is a smarty art nigga. We got to be careful with this nigga. It's one of those smart niggas. I'd be a smart nigga nowadays. Because Obama's in office and a lot of motherfuckers is angry. Niggas is mad. I walked by his old white cover the other day. I could have sworn this nigga wanted to call me a nigga. He just gave me this look like I was taking over or some shit. Like, you know what I mean? It's because the president is fucking half black. This fucking Puerto Rican at my job had a nerve. Had a nerve to say, oh, we're so happy because the president's black. He's only half black. And he's African American. He's not that ignorant black like you. I almost punched the Puerto Rican curls out of his hair. I thought about it. I said, you know what? He's just ignorant. I mean, he's just mad because the Spanish people in the White House now are washing dishes and cutting lawns. Punched the fucking Puerto Rican curls out of his hair.
Never hold nothing in. You're supposed to check, nigga.
Pretty much. I hate this season, man. But I got to stay with fucking chapstick. I fucking lift this chap to the motherfucker. I got to stop kissing your mother's back. I mean, that's what it is.
That's probably what it is, honestly.
Yeah. Mom got it. Your mom's back look like sandpaper.
But, you know, once you get that, your mom's back look like the fly's back. Look like a Jeff Goldblum and shit.
Looks like the fly sucks.
Yeah, your mama look like Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Your mom look like Jeff Garcia.
Mm-hmm. Your mom has, fangs.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom got sheetrock for butt cheeks.
She has what?
She has sheetrock for butt cheeks.
I shot your mom with a shotgun on her knees. I may have caught the store for Dutchess.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you can't look up there.
You wonder why your mom always walking on tippy toes.
Really?
Because I hatcheted her fucking heels off. Fucking hatchet my motherfuckers off. Them hooves she called fucking feet. Bitch got reindeer legs.
My mother got feet and hands like an owl. She could climb on trees and shit.
She got what?
And hang upside down from branches and shit like a fucking owl.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom's a retarded fireman.
Mom, what?
Your mom's a retarded fireman.
Oh, okay.
Firefighter.
Mm.
Your mother starts fires.
Okay.
Your mom sells pussy on credit. They slide the car through her ass cheeks.
Your mom accidentally glued her ass to the car seat and she stays in there and sleeps in there.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep. seen it over there. Damn it.
Your mom crazy glued a crack pipe to her lips.
Really?
Yeah, because she's a fucking fiend. She can't stay without the pipe in her mouth.
Hmm. I crazy glued my cock in your mom's throat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was a
This is some lazy shit, man. The trash can is empty, and it's in the driveway. And am I going to get my black lazy ass out to move it? No. I'm going to push it with my fucking car. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! Come on, y'all. Okay. Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Shit! Why fuck nothing up for being lazy? I can't see. I can't hear it. Shut the fuck up. All right, people. We about to fucking let loose these lines. Ah! I'm on the go. Open up this fucking switchboard.
Mm-hmm.
Now what party can you go to? I ain't there. Your bitch is acting like you don't care. Your mom look like old dirty bastard in the face.
With
Raekwon teeth.
Or
and skin like silk.
That's what up.
And a stomach like Dr. Robotnik.
Mm-hmm.
And skinny ass legs. Like Sonic the Hedgehog, man.
Okay.
How the fuck is Sonic the Hedgehog that fucking fast with the skinny ass legs? Legs skinnier than a motherfucker.
Because he got a big fucking head.
He had a big ass fucking head. Big ass fucking head. Alright, let's see. Oh yeah, call the show, nigga.
I mean, call it.
Ready to kiss your paycheck goodbye? Voice your opinion. We're back, holding it down, angry motherfucking bastard radio. The jam line to call up, 914-338-1782. Give us your shout-out, dedications, and requests until 8 o'clock in the p.m. Hold on, let me pull up the switchboard. Let's see if anybody gives a fuck if we're on. If they give a fuck, they'll be on. I'm going to open up the chat rooms, although I know it's a waste of fucking time because, you know, a slow-ass fucking computer. Right, come on. Load up. I want to give a big shout-out to all the fans. I want to give a big shout-out to the bull of my heart. We're kind of colliding right about now, but don't worry. Every time has its moments, you know? Every time has its moments, so it is what it is. But we're back in full effect.
He's Paul Damien.
I'm going to play a quick song, and then you motherfuckers should call up and tell us how you feel. It's your boy GQ. I'm going to play something new. Matter of fact, I'm going to play this hot joint. This is a hot joint by, who the fuck is it by? I got a filthy mouth, I know. This is a hot joint by, Jay Hood. Jay Hood and Lil Wayne. This shit is fire, so don't sleep on it. I mean, I know Jay Hood looks like a mouse. Looks like a fucking muskrat. But this is a club banger. I was listening to this shit in my iPod. Okay, who am I kidding? I have an MP3 player. I mean, I can't afford an iPod. Especially working for free on this station, so I can't afford an iPod. You know? But I was listening to this shit on my iPhone. Okay. I can't afford an iPhone either. I really only got an MP3 player. Anyway, I was listening to this shit on my MP3 player, and this shit is pretty toasty. So check this out. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Okay. I'm saying that song after all the chicks with the big butts. I don't give a fuck what race you are. You got a fat ass, it's going to you.
I'ma make it hurricane. Goddamn, girl, you got it done. I ain't gon' lie, look like a Playboy bunny when your legs in the sky. One cheek, two cheeks, make both cheeks jump. Body banging like 318 in the trunk. Said money make it come, so I slap the riddle stack. Dominican and Puerto Rican, but she told me like black. Told me that she like bitches. I said me too, but after you make your money, I'ma put it on you.
President, my car sound like peppermint. Bentley on them phones, gotta come into my residence. Top flow penthouse, yeah, that's my residence. I said Bentley on them phones, gotta come into my residence. Top flow penthouse, yeah, that's my residence.
from me to you until you sell a meal, you are irrelevant. You local, I'm global, check the proof, so evident. Mike Jones, my name's so relevant that I can run it on my own. Because
I done did this before, I don't need no,
no
help.
Thank you.
I done did this before, I don't need no
I
help.
I did it.
Did this before, I don't need no help.
I can run it on my own, all by myself.
DJ Whiteout.
No, thank you.
I done did this before. I don't need no help.
I did
this before. I don't need no help.
I can run it on my own. I'll buy my own.
Velveeta, cheesy, weezy, on the pill, I rock and roll like AC/DC. Your negativity makes this easy, while your girlfriend drinking all my baby reason. I love this shit, y'all niggas just like it, y'all niggas is bitches, you niggas be dyking. I'm in the pussy with the lights on, and she repeats my name like I'm Mike Jones.
DJ Wild,
let me shoot myself. I done did this before, I don't need no help. And my, I really love brain, I just need your scalp. Wish I could cut your head off and leave everything else. Which nigga in this motherfucker attitude like? Which nigga in this motherfucker? Young boss, young Carter, you don't like it, you can meet me at the funeral parlor. I done did this before, I don't need no,
no thank you.
I done did this before, I don't need no
I
help.
I did it.
Did this before, I don't need no help.
I can run it on my own, all by myself.
Before, I don't need no,
no thank you.
I done did this before, I don't need no
I
help.
I
did this before, I don't need no help.
I can run it on my own, all by myself. I can run it all by myself.
And she repeats my name like I'm Mike Down.
The fool with this one, baby. Mike Jones.
Who? Who? That shit was fucking whack. Anyway, I'm over here waiting for the rest of my camp. We actually, we're holding it down right now. We actually had a caller to call in, but they hung up. And, I'm over here waiting for the rest of my entourage. And these motherfuckers are taking all day. Like, what the fuck is going on? Get your shit together. I'm over here forced to play music. And bullshit at that. Bullshit at music. Oh, man. So welcome to the show. For those of you who don't know, we hold it down on every fucking occasion. This should be no different. We might actually spread the show. It seems like the show's going to be jumping off later on in the show. So with that being said and done, we might just schedule it from, instead of 7 to 8, maybe 7 to 9, 2-hour series. I actually have some unfinished work to do, so I'm going to hurry up and do the show and then go over there. Light up if you got it. Me? Nah. I actually quit. I quit for the good. You know, until they, well, not necessarily, I can't say that. I can't fuck with that shit. Because when I, you know, excel in life, don't get it twisted, it's good. It's good to me. We do nice things together. But, without that, I mean, like, between tests that you need to take if you get in an accident, or between the tests that I'm going to need to take when I become a driver. Drivers make cake. And they test you on the fucking regular. So, it's like, You're left with, damn, should I keep doing it? Or should I fall back off of it and be like, you know what? Nah, I'm not with it. Because it's time to make money. You know what? I'm picking money over that. That's pretty much what it is. I'm trying to sign on the MySpace page of our show, Angry Bass Radio. See if we got any shout-outs, requests, any new love, and so forth and so forth. What do you people think about, you know, the president, the new president? Right, what's your views? What's your comments? Please let us know. We would like to know. I see the light-up session is going to be doing a show tonight. He says, well, will be retarded bastards put it. This retarded bastard put well be live. He meant that he forgot that fucking apostrophe. He means to say he will be live. Tonight at 10. So I'm going to definitely go over there and check that out. See what he got hitting over there. Light up session. I won't be lit up, but I'm pretty sure it'll be, you know, cool. They got the Get Silly freestyle over here. Because of my competitor. He's not actually my competitor. He's actually just one of the people that actually works on the show. On his show when we did the, you know, technical difficulty thing. So because he's over here promoting this joint, if anybody wants to hear the little one Get Silly, I'm about to play it right now. Still waiting for the rest of my team. 34 minutes left. Keep it locked, Angry Bastard Radio. You punk bastards.
Yo, white out.
Fast talk ice out of hell. I could talk the water out the well. I could talk a slug out of snail. I could talk a chick out of self. Then give me that pussy, bitch.
Cash money, young money, dipset hoe. Gang bang your ass like a dipset show. Tickle little Pillsbury and you get that dough. I'm on X and O's like tic-tac-toe.
Waiter, take this crisp back hoe and bring back them bottles of that Perrier Rose. And like my wrist, it better stay cold, or I'ma have to put my wrist in the bowl.
Who delivering the food? They just shot the cable. Then they passing it around like a hot potato. I've been feeding for the sale, so I had to taste. And ever since then, I can't feel my face.
Look, man, you ain't gotta say it. I'll say it. That brother can spit. Them niggas is definitely off the chain. Like, the shit that this nigga Lil Wayne says is fucking amazing. I don't understand. I mean, maybe everyone says that he's just that high. And he, like, drinks fucking Sprite mixed with fucking, what's that pink shit? Sprite with, Pepto-Bismol or whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, this nigga's just fucking skilled, like. It's amazing what this brother comes with, man. It's amazing. I mean, it's just, I guess it's just skill. Like, it's whatever. But, yeah, me boy GQ. Yeah, well, what's everybody doing out there? What problems are y'all going through? You know, y'all need to talk about anything, relationships. You know, you need to talk about what's going on at your job. Your ass is going to get fired or some shit. I mean, let us know. Talk to us. You know, that's what we're here for. We're here, you know, so you can just unload on us. Let us know what's going on. If you feel as though we suck or we need to step our game up, talk to us. Let us know what's going on. Like, you know what I mean? 914-338-1782. You know, station that lets you speak your motherfucking mind. I mean, we're here for a reason. I'm going to get into the news and all that shit because I see these motherfuckers ain't going to fucking call. So, I'm going to get to the news and all that shit, but let me play, like, two more joints. And, make sure you hit us up with comments and all that shit. But I'm going to play two more joints. And then after that, I'm going to, you know, get to what's going on in the world. And I'll probably close up all right, schedule time because these motherfuckers ain't calling. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. But right now, I didn't hear this joint yet, so don't hold me to it. This is Dedicus featuring Max B when I grow up or when I grow old or some shit. Some with a GR. So keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio. Posse.
DJ White House.
I'm saying I need piff, white liquor, tequila, and champagne. That whole section filled with sexy mamas. Nightwing with all the extra drama. Now after party in the suite, just pajamas. No guppies or goldfish, just piranhas. Party all night till the sun come on us. Then situate with whoever you wanna.
Whether
listening in the cool G or even Madonna. That's how whack rap is, just being honest. School of hard knocks, graduated with honors. Just in case niggas bought extra armor. All I need is the push, I'm already a monster. To all those that support me in mind, I will never take this long again, I promise.
DJ, white out.
Apple martini, mojito freak hoes, like good people. Behind the door stays there and they keep clothes. Hair and her nails stays done and she keep clothes. Great smile, fat ass, nice petite toes. Couple carrots a piece in each hole. She don't talk much, when she do, she speak low. She ain't never got a problem holding a piece, yo. Know about bars, so she know I'm a beast, yo. 11 straight years controlling the East Coast. Got for those that support me in mind, you should've never had to wait this long for the heat, yo.
DJ White Out.
All my niggas had a lot of love, a lot of water. Got them like
fucking corona. There's always a few of these fucking your zone up. Get pounded out, now he blowing a phone up. Head all busted, face all swole up. Top of all that, he done earled and thrown up. He knew I was here and the party was sewn up. Why is it so hard for niggas to act grown up?
All my niggas made a lot of dough. All my niggas had a lot of love. Move a lot of water. Got them like my own.
Shit. Yo, my bad. Hold on. Let me get some fucking background music underneath this motherfucking caller. Oh, yeah, here we go. Never mind. What's the point of putting background music when I got 6'4 holding it down?
Okay.
Okay. Caller, you're on the air.
Okay.
Yo, what's up? Hello?
I'm at the closet in your first. Who this nigga?
Hey, yo, who this?
Oh, my name's Stuart. I'm from Little Ferry, New Jersey.
You said your name is Stuart?
Stuart Johnson.
Ah, man, you put the whole government out there. You didn't do all that.
Yeah, all right, Stuart. What's the issue, man? What you want? What do you want?
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
And shit, man. You over here chilling, wilding the fuck out. What's good? What's good with you, man?
I'm chilling, y'all.
What's on your dome?
I just told my whole family, like, I had a reunion, and I told them I was homosexual, and they were okay with it. But now they're, like, pissed because they're kicking me out the house. So, like, I don't think that's fair.
Wait, what happened? Run that back by me again?
All right, so yesterday night, I had a little meeting with my whole family in the living room, and I told them I was homosexual, and they said, oh, it's okay, son, blah, 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 shit, because they kicked me out the house this morning. They said they don't want to see me again because I was homosexual, because that's not cool with their religion and shit.
That's fucked up, dog.
Yeah, yo.
I mean, you said they was cool with it before?
Yeah, they said, oh, they accept everything, like, or they're open-minded and stuff, like, they don't care if I'm homosexual or nothing, because they had a clue, because I had my boyfriend over one day, they didn't know they didn't know that he was my boyfriend. We said we were doing schoolwork, but we were really, like, getting it on, dick to dick, you know what I mean?
Oh, Lord, yeah. Well, it's fucked up, like, yeah, your family said they was cool with it, right? How old are you?
Like, oh my God, it was all cool with it, and then you kicked me out the house like I'm about to be that bitch's ass.
Right, calm down, dog. It's gonna be alright, man. How old are you?
I just don't know what to do. Oh my God.
Hey, yo, 6'4".
Yo, what's up?
Yo. Yo, you got anything, any advice for this young man? Like, they kicked him out the fucking house. I mean, is that right? I mean, how old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I just turned 22 last week.
Oh, all right. I mean, so have you always been this way?
What?
Have you always been a homosexual?
I think so. For like the past 5 years, like, I think.
All right. So, and they've never caught on.
No, because I was in the closet for, like, a whole long time, and, like, I just bung it out anyway.
You've reached the maximum time permitted to record.
What's
to send your message, press 1.
Sorry about that. I was calling my brother, and I didn't know the shit was still on. Yeah, continue. What were you saying? Hey, hello.
Yo.
Motherfucker hung up, yo. Who the fuck was that,
though?
Oh, man. He's homosexual. And I was trying not to laugh. Like, would I have been wrong if I would have laughed? Because I don't choose that lifestyle?
No.
I don't know. What'd you say?
I was laughing.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, hit us up 914-338-1782. Let us know what you feel about that last situation. Like, if you were, you know, male or female, if you was gay, or, you know, my bad, homosexual or whatever, and you came out the closet, or even if you're afraid to come out the closet, call us up, let us know. Like, why are you afraid to come out of the closet? First and foremost, why are you like that? Second of all, why did you come out of the closet? I mean, why are you afraid to come out of the closet? And third, or even just if it's the first thing, have you ever told people, or do you just have, you know, advice for this young man? We can help this guy out, and, you know, because he's over here crying and shit. I mean, his family said that it was cool that he's a homosexual. They must have had a late night meeting in the attic and said, yo, we got to kick this kid out of here. Like, what's going on? He's one of those. I mean, that's probably what they say. That's not what I'm saying. And the next morning, he thought he was cool. He came in with, you know, some hot pink pumps and a purple Barney book bag. One of the little ones, though, those small, tidy ones. And man purse. And with a Skittles scarf tied around his neck with his shirt tied into a knot. And, you know, he fucking told him, you know, he just told him, hey, look, you got to get the fuck out of the house. It's fucked up, but I think we scared him away because I was in the middle of calling 6-4. I didn't realize that, his phone, you know, was still recording and shit. So I think he got nervous and ran. I don't know, but, hey, bruh, Stuart Johnson is your name? First of all, you got to ask your parents, you know, why did they name you Stuart? That's a little, you know, that's a funny name, but it is what it is. Doesn't fucking matter. Yeah, this is Angry Bastard. Stacey, let you speak your mind. That brother called up, he spoke his mind. And we're going to send out mad hate to his parents. You have no right to kick that. First of all, you're 22. You should be out the house anyway. But you have no right to judge that man. I mean, I like women to the day I die. I will always love women. But you have no right to judge that man. You hear Obama accepts gay people. No, I don't, but Obama accepts gay people. So you have no right to judge that man. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. What's up? What happened?
Bad leg.
Get the Death Star. Okay. Your mom's like Miss Butterworth from the face, nigga. Yeah. Hey, yo, where the fuck is, what the hell is his name? Where the hell is SD at? Yo, call the show, nigga.
He's on P-Way.
Oh, he's on Treyway?
Yeah, he got that taken care of.
We on Trayway. So what is your advice on that?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing for you, man.
I mean, this motherfucker was angry. This nigga was crying and shit. I'm like, whoa. Calm down, man. I'm crying on this show, nigga. You better man the fuck up. Grab your nuts to look in the mirror and say, yes, I am a man.
Fuck you,
man.
No shoes.
Word. Oh, man. I feel like doing a fucking prank call. So, let me think of who I can prank. Who the fuck can I prank? Yeah, I'm about to prank call this chick right quick. The name is Chrissy. Chrissy. The name is Chrissy. And she thinks she's Puerto Rican, but she's all white. So, you know, you can talk dirty, you can say whatever the fuck you want. Hold on. Let's see. Name is Chrissy.
Hello?
Yo,
hello?
Chrissy. Yo.
Who's this?
What up?
Hello?
It's Chrissy.
What?
What up, mom?
Who's this?
It's me.
Who?
It's me.
Who's me?
Go.
What?
No.
I can't hear you.
I seen you the other day. What's going on?
Who is this?
This is Nikki, right?
What?
This is Nikki? Hello?
Hello. The bitch hung up. Her name is Chrissy, nigga, not Nikki.
Oh, Chrissy.
She just tell you because I called her block, so she's not gonna fucking. She's gonna ask you who the fuck you are. Now, last time you prank called her, you said your name was Chris or some shit like that.
Oh, that's that same bitch.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'll call her back. She's stupid, so she'll answer again.
Wait.
What?
Hold on a second.
Yeah. Butt guts. Butt guts. Smacking mom in her butt gut. What's a butt gut? Front butt. That front butt. That nasty poofy area in the front. Ah, shit. Motherfuckers be calling up block talking about, you know, all this nonsense and shit. Where that nigga go?
Hold on.
Wow, what are you, a cheerleader? You got your little pom poms out, nigga? What? Fuck up, nigga. Yo, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Send shout outs, dedications, and requests. Light up. I'm about to actually extend the show. 7:50. The show's over in 10 minutes. I'm extended for another hour. Because I feel as though it's only going to get better. And you ugly people is going to get uglier. Fat people is going to get fatter. I'll give a big shout out to the big girls out there holding it down. I know the big girls can't wait for their holiday to come. Their holiday happens to be Thanksgiving. Yes. And it's not considered Thanksgiving to them. It's more like Thanksgiving. Because they're not giving anything. They're taking everything. Oh, big bitches. But this is also their season. Their season. Because everyone wants a big bitch. So you can lay around and cuddle. I don't have anybody, so I'm going to be cuddling with nobody. Nobody. Your phone sounds like shit. I don't know if you had it on speakerphone or whatever. Your shit kept going in and out. Kind of like me and your mom last night.
Oh, yeah? Mother's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, your mom's a beautiful slut. She's not even a woman to me. She's a slut.
Your mother's very intelligent.
Yeah? Your mom's very intelligent, too, because she gives me brain every time. She's very smart. You fucking crumb. This bitch had a nerve to call me a crumb the other day. I wanted to slap the piss out of her. Who the fuck you calling her a crumb?
Here's the thing.
Fucking crumb. Hold on, nigga.
No.
It's Chrissy, nigga.
All right. My phone might die soon, so. Hello? Chrissy. Yeah. Yo, Chrissy. Why don't you call a girl that you know has a jealous man?
Say, then I'll get back to you. Thanks.
Slut. What happened?
I was gonna say, why don't you call a girl that you know has a jealous man?
Word.
Yeah. On the radio,
word. Hold on. Huh?
When in? Definitely.
Mhm.
Yeah, who's in the room?
Not a valid entry. Record your message.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. Ah, here we go. This is Susie.
Susie from Bell?
Yeah.
My brain's about to die right now.
Hello?
Yo.
Hello.
Yo, Sue.
Who's this?
It's Chris, yo.
Chris?
Yeah.
Who's Chris?
Ain't nothing, it was father.
Who?
Ain't nothing, it was good.
I said, who's this?
Chris.
Who's Chris?
I met you the other day.
Oh, brother, I don't have time for this shit. I was taking a nap.
What happened?
I said I was taking a nap. I ain't got time for this.
Yo. Yo, E.
Yo.
Sue. Hey, yo, Sue. Yo, we know we're prank calling motherfuckers, and this nigga's 6'4". This nigga's 6'4 is a fucking idiot. Yo, we had this caller call us. Huh?
What did he say?
Nah. He was coming at the one chick, Chrissy, and then he came at Sue. This is fucking. There's one guy called earlier today talking about. He just came and told his parents that he's a homosexual. Mm-hmm. And that his parents were okay with it. And then the next day they kicked him out. I was trying not to laugh, though. I was trying my hardest not to laugh.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And the nigga, like, he was talking. And he's like, yeah, my some guy that he brought over, he said it was his friend, but they was upstairs getting it on. I'm like, whoa, pause. That's too much information. I don't know all that shit.
Wait.
So I'm like, damn, shit's fucked up. And the nigga started crying and shit. And I'm like, oh, Lord, this nigga's crying.
Hold on, whoa. Somebody called the phone. Somebody called Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, somebody called the station.
And said that they got kicked out.
They got kicked out of their house because they're, huh?
Because they were a fag?
Because they were gaffing, yeah. I mean, I figure Obama accepted them. How come their parents won't?
Actually, Obama doesn't accept.
Oh, yeah, he didn't say that in his speech, he did.
Well,
where the fuck you at, nigga?
I'm beating your mom.
I guess I walked into that one like your mother walked into my bedroom last night.
Who else is on the line? What the fuck? I hate
fucking. Well, 6'4", his fucking phone just died. So. I don't know. That shit had me fucking bugged out. And, you know, hey, whoever that was, call back, dog. Like, I mean, I wasn't done interviewing you, dog. Call back. I ain't going to laugh at you and then. I just found it. What did you say? You will?
Because you're a fag.
That's fucked
up. I'm sorry, not a fag. You're a homo. A queer.
Carpet muncher.
Carpet muncher. Hershey Highway, toll booth collector.
Mm-hmm.
Fag. Homo.
Silent. What's the, let's see. I'm trying to think. Let's call it Chinese. Let's call it Chinese store. Give me a New York number. Nah, we don't want to do no fucking Chinese stores in Jersey. Nah, fuck it, why not? Hold on, nigga.
Papa, why eat chicken wings?
Yeah.
Yep.
What's up, my bill?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is a Chinese store.
Yeah, this
This is a Chinese store on the square.
There's a Chinese store, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, I got, like gentle toast chicken and shrimp fried rice and all that?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm a hungry bastard. I need a lot. Well, what's the price for the gentle toast chicken?
What's the price?
Yeah.
Where's the shrimp fried rice?
No, gentle toast chicken.
What's the more platter?
You know, brothers, we got Obama's in the office, so you know we got to eat as hot chicken as possible. What's the price on that?
What is this?
I said President Obama, you know, Barack Obama, yeah, you know, he's black, so I'm a black man. I got to give me some chicken. Yeah.
Okay. So you want just all chicken, right?
Yeah. What's the price on that?
It's a $4.65 for small.
$4.65 for a small?
Uh-huh.
And how many pieces of chicken is that?
About 15, 16, 17 around.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That thing are looking good. Does anything come with that?
Comes white rice.
You said how much is $5 for that?
$5?
For that, right?
Yeah, $4.65, about
$4.65. If you was to serve it on a, like, because it comes in a container, right?
Yes.
If I was to just take the container away and you put it in my hands, could how much is it, like, less?
How much, like what?
Like, I mean, are you charging me for the what is coming in, or like the plate? Are you always like, are we getting charged by the plate, or is it the same price whether it's in the plate or not?
No, it's fresh
on
the plate.
Oh, it's fresh on the plate.
Uh huh.
Okay. And let's see. Do you have fried pork, like ribs? And collard greens?
Yeah, we got ribs.
Oh, you got collard greens?
Yeah, we got ribs.
Oh, yeah, you got collard greens.
What kind of ribs you want?
Beef ribs.
No, we don't have beef ribs.
You have, what about shrimp ribs?
Shrimp ribs, yeah.
Shrimp ribs?
Uh-huh.
You got shrimp ribs?
No.
This ain't Chuck Norris's barbecue pit? Hello?
Yo. When you said shrimp ribs, I was like, oh my God. I think this guy's an asshole.
Yo, this nigga hung the fuck up hard as shit.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, shit. This ain't Chuck Norris's barbecue pit, dog. This nigga ain't give me no. This nigga's just all up and shit. Nigga laughs about the Obama. You know these niggas ain't fucking vote for Obama. Oh, man, that shit was fucking hilarious. I felt kind of guilty doing it, but hey, here's what it is.
Fuck it. He gave him some enjoyment just
well, not really. Oh, man. Hey, call back. I was in the middle of a prank call. Call back and, I'll mute you. It's your boy, fucking L.E. and GQ holding it down.
Holding it down.
Damn, man, I haven't had a cut in ages, man. My facials feel like I'm rubber, fucking putting my hair, my fingers through fucking grass and shit that ain't been cut in 2 years. This is horrible. But then again, I do have more hair on my face than most people have grass on their ground in the city of Camden. In the city of Camden, they have no type of grass
of
whatsoever. Huh?
City of Camden?
The city of Camden.
Right, it's just fucking, the grass
it's just
is actually
like,
made, the grass is actually made out of fucking gun shells. You know what I'm saying?
Gun shells and dog shit. That's the only place that you'll see dog shit on the ground.
In the Bronx, Bronx is
dog shit central.
Really?
Yeah.
On the drive?
Yes. Yeah. You know, people actually, and I've seen it too, they walk their dogs, let the dog shit, right?
Uh-huh.
Put the dog back in the house, and then walk right past the dog. Shit that the dog, you know, fucking, the shit that the dog just made.
Uh-huh.
Scumbag. The Bronx.
Oh, man.
Worst borough in the United States of America.
That shit is crazy. That's disgusting. I mean, I heard of watching out for stepping in the grass. They got watch out on the fucking sidewalk, too. That shit is just so fucking disgusting. Yo, no offense to you people out there, but it seems like Chinese people are the easiest to prank call. Because you could barely hear them, so you can just kind of say, they say, egg fu yum, they say, fu yum. And you'd be like, 3-2. Hey, fu yum. Oh, you going to the store? No, fu yum. Oh, he's too young. How old is he? It's like they get pissed the fuck off.
Hell yeah, they get pissed.
How many do you are once?
Fucking skinny.
Word.
I'm skinny.
I'm angry. Hit us up 914-338-1782. Take a motherfucking shout out to the kids in the question.
Homo got kicked out of your house. Fucking hit us up.
Word, nigga, I want to hear the rest of this story. Stop playing games. I know you're crying right now, and you're wiping your mouth with a fucking hot pink bib right now.
Hold on,
so calm down.
Did he stop crying on the show?
Yeah.
That's hilarious, though.
Yeah. It was one of those real nervous cries. Like it wasn't one of those. It was. That's how I was like, nah, that shit got to be fake, man. This motherfucker gotta be gene, niggas.
Of course it's fake, but it's alright.
I mean, it's funny, though. It's still funny.
It's only good fun. Oh, shit. He made an 80-foot putt.
A what?
67-foot putt. Wow.
Yo, hold on. I'm about to call this Bath and Body Works. Now, I'm asking a real serious question. Because, at this Bath and Body Works, this is product out that smells very nice. But it's like, this is lotion out that smells good. And I smelled it, and I'm like, yo, I want to wear that shit. Shit smells good. And a female was wearing it. What the fuck? I want it to smell good. And I asked my aunt, I said, yo, if I wear this product, am I gay? She said, no, you just smell good. I asked the female that I was trying to be with, and still am trying to be with, and she laughed and said, nigga, if I was to smell bad, you would smell like me, and I would think that you would be diving in man in a man's ass.
Man ass.
So we actually called you, but you didn't answer the phone. But this is a while back. So I want to know, is there really a difference between the two? Now I gotta look for one of these hood Bath and Body Works. I don't want to call up predominantly all white and they think negative of me. Hold on. Hello.
Good evening, Bath and Body Works. Shelby speaking.
Yes, hi. I have a it's kind of like a question. I mean, it's kind of stupid, but I feel like a retard asking.
Okay.
All right. Me and my girlfriend, we was talking about, you know, the different lotions that Bath and Body Works has, and what is one of the main popular? One of the most popular lotions that females have that they normally use.
the Japanese cherry blossom.
I think that's what it is. Is there like a second best?
I mean, it doesn't. Sweet pea is the popular one. The warm vanilla sugar. I guess it just depends on your preference.
I think it's sweet pea.
Sweet pea.
Yeah. Now.
It's a pink lotion.
Oh wow. Okay. You might have the answer already, but I smelled it. I'm like, well, it smells good. So I told her that, you know, I'm going to buy some for me, and she called me a homosexual. I mean, am I going to get that type of?
I don't know. I know that you know, I know people, guys that have used the cucumber melon before and stuff like that. So it's up to you.
Yeah, I don't like that. And you know, I'm just going to stick with I'll just get the cucumber, the melon. Now that's not like, you know, real fruity. Like I won't smell like, wow, he probably goes to the women's bathroom or whatever.
No.
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 All right.
To you, I mean, you have to smell it and see if you like it or not.
Oh, that sucks. All right, thank you. I'm sorry for wasting your time.
Oh, no problem.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
What a fucking joke. What are you wearing? Listen, don't
change. What happened?
Don't change, all right, baby girl? Listen.
Don't change. Your heart is... I want to say, because she seemed like too, like she was having fun with it. She was cool with it. Right now, she's laughing right now, but
yeah.
Then again, you know, I did call in an area where it's kind of, you know, nervous. Like they probably were like, who the fuck is this? That's why I need some New York numbers. I got to call some New York numbers. I'll call, like, the hood. Yo, man, yo, is this Shaniqua's hair dye store? You know, you sound a bit like a big girl, but don't change, baby girl. Don't change. Don't change. Listen to me. Don't change. Oh, man. She's laughing and shit. I think it's Victoria's Secret. That's what it was. I got to prank them, too. But it's like, it's not really a prank. It's actually like a real question. I forget what it was, though. Oh, man. It was some lotion that they always wear, and that shit smelled good in a motherfucker, dog. I was like, yo, man, I stay with ashy hands. I mean, when you walk by a girl and she smells that, she's like, that nigga takes care of himself. Girls love it when a dude smells good. I don't want a nigga that...
Yeah, but when he smells like a dude and not like a fucking chick, you know what I'm
saying? Okay, so what's the difference between smelling like a dude? Oh, let me scratch my nuts, then, and let me get my nut smell... Huh?
My nut grease all over my hands.
Let me rub against a fucking pause. Let me rub against a fucking a derelict in Marcy Projects, laying down on the bench. Let me rub up and down that nigga pause, and get his bumness smell on me. Maybe that help me pick up women, you know? Oh, can you smell him? Yeah, he smells so much like a man. That's a hard-working man right there. He smells like shit. I'm good. I'll fall back on that situation.
Well, terrible.
That nigga smells horrific. You know he got a job.
What the fuck, man? Come on.
Hmm.
You know, like a fucking asshole.
Oh, shit. Ask about our guarantee. Huh?
Who's that now? Who are you calling now?
This is Roto-Rooter.
That's going to be a good one. She's like, yo, I got a fucking log in my toilet, man. This is what you do. Listen. Call Roto-Rooter.
Yeah.
You own the apartment, and I'm your roommate. Go ahead. Call it.
But what? How's it gonna go down?
What do you mean? You got a fucking log the size of fucking Manhattan in your toilet.
And it won't grab.
and it won't go down.
Yeah,
it won't go. I had to cut it in knife.
It's as big as your fucking arm.
What happened?
I said it's as big as your arm. And you can see your peas in it that you had for fucking lunch.
Now, yo, these motherfuckers, if I block my number, can they still get a hold of me?
No.
All right, hold on. Matter of fact, you want to do it?
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Thank you for choosing Roto-Rooter Plumbing. This is Brandy. How may I help you?
Listen, I need a Roto-Rooter guy up here, please.
Okay, what seems to be the trouble, sir?
I got a log of shit stuck in my toilet.
Okay, sir, please don't use vulgarity while you're talking to me. I'll be happy to get somebody there to help you, but I'd rather not to be spoken to that way.
All right, I have a log. How about a log? I have a log in my toilet.
All right, and your name?
Mike.
Mike.
Stevens.
And the address we'd be servicing?
6 Asparella Drive.
6 what road?
Asparella.
And the zip code?
Oh, what is the zip code? My roommate is on the line, too. What's the zip code there?
It's 08081.
Okay.
Sicklerville.
How long is he going to be? What are you looking for?
Looks like you can have somebody there between 8:30 and 10:30.
8:30 tonight?
Yes, sir.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Then what's the guy's name or the girl's name?
All right, I'm not aware of that, sir. What they'll do is I need to get a contact phone number from you, and then the dispatcher will call you and let you know the technician when they're coming out.
Okay, 732-822. 5151.
All righty. I'm going to go ahead and put this through for you, and we'll give you a call as soon as we're on the way. All right.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yo, nigga, what did you say?
Huh?
What did you say?
I had a log of shit in my throat.
Yo, that shit. Yo.
Nigga said, I have a giver.
Huh?
I said, you like the address
that
I give.
Nigga said, 6 Asparella Drive. And that and the joint I called was a Camden joint.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What a joke. That's funny. He'll probably be there like this. He'll be calling that number like,
what number did you give him?
732-822-5151.
Even the same as your code.
What's the area code over there? It's 609, right?
856.
Oh, oops.
732 is North Jersey.
No. Oh, yeah, you know what it is. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
This nigga said, I got a log of shit in the toilet. This is okay, I have a log. Is that better? Oh, shit! That shit is funny.
Punched her right in the face. Should have donkey punched her right in the back of her head.
Donkey punch.
Thought donkey punching this shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, hit us up.
914-338-1782. Take a shout out, dedications and requests until 9 o'clock p.m. You know what I need a fucking newspaper. That's what I need. Go to those wanted ads and shit. Those wanted ads.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
You know, hold on, where are you? Aren't you on the computer now? Go to Craigslist.
Oh, yeah. What
the fuck is wrong with you?
You said go where?
Go to Craigslist.
Nigga said a log of shit. I have a log of shit in my toilet. You should have went into details. Like, yo, I gotta cut this motherfucking knife to get it down the toilet.
I got peas and carrots and corn and
corns and everything. I'm looking at what I just ate. I should have just. I mean, my toilet is really not working. I should have just, you know, took everything off my plate and threw it in the toilet. I would save me myself some time.
Not only that, but I'm getting hungry again.
And it's going to keep piling up until you guys get over here. Niggas is lucky I don't have a throwaway phone. If I got a throwaway phone, oh, it's a wrap. Don't let me get a hold of a throwaway phone. Now, people out there, if you know anybody in the tri-state area that can help me get a throwaway phone so I can give y'all funnier prank calls, definitely hit us up, myspace.com/. Angry_bat_radio.
What's the, what is, what, like a $20 phone?
Yeah.
When did you help get a $20 phone?
Huh? A burnout or whatever.
A what? A burnout. They still even have those?
Yeah, I believe they do.
I don't even think they have one. I think it's called Boost Mobile. That's a burnout they call nowadays.
Yeah, Boost Mobile.
Right. They changed their name from Burnout to Boost.
Ah, shit. Now, what the fuck do I look up?
What do you mean? Go to,
I said,
go to Erotic.
I pick New York.
Go to Erotic. That's the hookers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They're like, looking for a good time, daddy, and call me at so and so, so and so.
Yeah, but all I see is just says Craigslist, U.S. cities, United States.
Go to NYC. Well, go to New York and it'll say
all right, New York. I'll play a quick track.
No, don't play no fucking track on my show, man. My show.
On your show, nigga.
It's my show, dude.
Not too long ago, I was at a Christmas party with my bitch, who was having fun eating Christmas cake and whatnot. Saw another cunt I wanted to spit to. Walked over to her and said, "What's up, you cunt? What you trying to do?" She said, "Excuse me?" I said, "Bitch, excuse me. I'm looking for some pussy and some cunt and some butthole." She said, "Well, I mean, I have a boyfriend." I said, "Bitch, no one asked that." She kind of got a little scared, a little frustrated. I said, "I'll snap your neck like a twig right now, bitch, if you sass me again." Her boyfriend, her man, walked over to the table. I'm like, "Nigga, what's the deal?" He said, "He had a Letterman jacket on. He was from high school, pissing me off." I said, "Nigga, what sport you play, you little pansy?" He said, "I'm a football player." I said, "I don't care." Took him by his wrist. Cut him. Cut his wrist. Vertically. That's it.
Vertically.
"What now, ho?" Oh, he was on the floor dying, making a scene. That nigga daddy came over and said, what happened? I said, nigga, I slit his wrist. Took his letterman from him, put it on, left without paying. That bitch walked up to me after I got out. She was like, what's the problem? I was like, I'm about to call Bovice. We about to run through on you, bitch. She said, start crying a little bit. I slapped that bitch so fast. I ain't trying to hear that. She left. My nigga Bovice came up. I was like, let's go smoke some weed. He said, I really ain't got no... I said, nigga, you better get me her.
You better get me her.
Of course he about it. I'm turning on my own niggas. Pissed off a little bit. Now you tell me, nigga. That whole thing unforgivable?
Is that whole thing unforgivable? Yo, they ain't got no fucking numbers on here, man.
What are you talking about? Shorty, dude. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at Casual Encounters.
No, you fuck. Hey, Rob, you have to go get out. Head back.
Uh-huh.
Go down to service.
Lowered expectations.
Go down to Erotic Services.
Nigga, I don't see no fucking Erotic Services, nigga.
Oh, my God. Did you graduate fucking 10th grade?
Nah, nigga. Dropped out of fucking elementary school because they had recess, and I don't like to play.
I get so. All
right, they got community.
Oh,
they got personals. Women seek women. Women seek men. Casual encounters.
Listen,
huh?
Go down to services. Go to services. Services.
Uh-huh.
Services. Erotic.
I see erotic.
Erotic.
Human trafficking and exploitation of minors are not tolerated. Any suspected activity will be reported to law enforcement. Right on, brother. This old guy, I was working the other day, and he saw a bunch of cheerleaders go by. This guy had to be like 50 years old. My father was like, looked at me, and was like, "My," he said his dream would be to just have sex with a nice little minor cheerleader. That's what he said. I was like, oh, yeah? He's like, yeah. He's like, wouldn't that be amazing? I said, nah. He was like, they're nice and fast and easy to get to. I said, oh, yeah? He's like, I mean, don't you agree, though? I was like, nah. I like my women like 55, 60 because they're old and slow. And then went back to work. I was like, oh, by the way, the black girl happens to be my sister. He's like, oh, my. He motherfucker almost had a heart attack. Like, you fucking perv. I don't understand that shit, man. Caution, extremely addictive. Get the fuck out of here.
What's extremely? Oh, listen, yeah. Did you find some numbers there?
Oh, Lord. It's a picture of Scarlett. That's Candace. Damn, shorty. Big ass fucking tits and big ass. Oh, Lord.
Right.
Oh, wow. But she looks like a fucking man in the face. This is like a damn anteater. But they don't have no numbers. Oh, they do. They do have numbers.
Right, but they don't want you to call the block. They might still answer. They fucking, you know how these thirsty.
Thirsty bastards. Candace specializing in domination, fantasies, fulfillment, fetishes, couples, first-timers, and massages. Oh, yeah. I get them on a domination. You can get real nasty and shit. Like, yeah, I just want to be beat. I want to be beat until my fucking shoes fall off. Can you make that happen? Hold on.
Yo, her name's Candace. You do it.
Hello.
How you doing? Where you at? What?
Your phone's echoing. You have to call and call back. Hang up and call back.
My phone. What'd you say? Hello.
Hello.
Shorty.
She said your phone is echoing, nigga.
Oh. Did you call the block?
Yeah.
I
don't know, man. She looks like a fucking man in the face.
Yeah.
Now, hold on, man. I'll call back. Hold on.
What borough is she in?
Huh?
What borough?
I don't know what fucking borough she's in. I'm about to ask, though.
Crown.
Oh, Midtown West. Midtown West.
Oh.
Oh, it's a tranny. Ah. Oh. Oh, shit. Yeah. I was like T4M. What the fuck does that mean? I just put it together.
Yeah.
Transsexual for male. Ah.
Yeah.
Ah. She sounded real manly in the voice, too.
I was like, all right, I guess.
Whatever. Oh, man, I can't believe I'm about to say this day shit. This bitch got off a wagon, dog. The motherfucking man. That's out of control. What the fuck is 6'4"?
Manly in the face, right?
Yeah. She do look a little dudeish. If you chopped her head off, you would be like, oh, yeah.
That's actually pretty fucking tough.
That's fucking disgusting. Ah! I didn't want to call back because I know the possibility that if you block your number, can they still get the block unblocked?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Yo, man, that's fucking disgusting, man. I want a prank call and shit, but I don't know.
No, don't do it. No, because she'll fucking kill you.
Huh?
You know those he-she's are mad strong, B.
Hell yeah.
Those he-she's are mad strong. We're just weird strong. You're like, yo, why the fuck are you so strong?
Yeah, nah, fuck, I'm going to have to pass on that. I'm sorry, audience, I can't do it. I can't give myself to do it. I mean, it would be fun, but, you know, I don't want that fucking shim having my number. I don't want anything. Exactly. I don't want this. Okay, this one right here, she's, you know, she looks a little cutie and shit. Sure, right here, though, curious.
Go to the hood ones. Go to the Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens.
This one right here, she's... Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Hello. Our shit is Sweet, Sexy, Erotic Princess, Woman for Man, 26 in Nassau. Hello, gentlemen. My name is Tabitha, age 26, height 5'5". 130 pounds, 34C Dominican and Italian mix. Besides my lovely appearance, I'm a fun, clean, classy young lady that will enjoy anything your heart desires. How the fuck are you classy in your last picture? You got your pussy out. What kind of shit is that? Call me at 917. Thanks, Tabitha. 106. Wow! Get the fuck out of here! That shit is not worth it, dog. This bitch said $175.
Yeah,
an
like,
hour.
They think their pussy is golden a lot.
No half hour, no car dates, no explicit talk, GFE, safe, discreet dating, reliable, 420, friendly, 100% independent, 100% satisfaction, 100% me. It says out calls only. The fuck does that mean?
That means they come to you only.
She said, no, Rod, talk on the phone. You think you can get this one?
Huh?
You think you can get this one?
She doesn't know what?
I said, do you, can I, should I call this one, or is...
Yeah, fuck it, call
it. All right, fuck it. Tabitha, nigga, now, are you going to get it? Because you know more about fucking New York than I do.
You get this one. Where is she from? The Bronx.
She lives in Nassau. What's that, Queens?
No, that's it. Well, yeah, you can take Queens. It's the Queens, Long Island border.
All right, hold on. Like a fucking asshole. Have it, though. Probably not gonna answer for her. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, Lord. This bitch is...
Sorry, it's on the phone right now. Please leave a message, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
Oh, Lord.
To page this person, press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Oh, what's up, Tabitha? I'm on here looking online and shit. Because, you know, my internet service got cut off, so I had to go to, you know, the library and shit. You know, they kicking me out, but it's like, the library's closed. I'm over here looking at your pictures. I'm like a fucking amazed, you know, especially that last one. That was a kicker. But, you know, Tabitha, what's good? You 26, 5'5", 130, Dominicana, and Italiana. That's definitely a plus. Yo, I'm trying to... trying to get the whole squad done up, you know, it's like six of us, so, you know, definitely hit me up, you know, because I'm trying to really, you know, use your face as a cum dispenser, and I really want to go in, like, just really go in, like, you know, slap you a couple of times and really go in, no disrespect, just, it's all part of the act, you know, I get to in, you got a nice little cute smile on you and shit, so, you know, make sure you hit me back. You know, we talk this money. I just got paid today and shit. You know, I quit my first job was at Burger King. And I just got a new job at McDonald's. But, I mean, I'm taking it. Don't worry about that. I'll have that money. You said $175 an hour. We can do this. I'm talking too much. But anyway, this is the deal. The number is 212-479-7990. Yo, hit me up. You know, it's your boy G. GQ, get at me. One.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, to send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Now, Shorty's a little cutie, though, but it's like, bitches like that, like, why the fuck, you cute as shit, why the fuck you selling pussy on the internet?
Come on, man, you know why.
Oh, yeah, because times is hard.
No, they were doing it before times was hard.
look at this bitch. Have me over. I, a very sexy college girl, very open-minded, Long Island. Oh, it's your turn, nigga. I'm very new to this.
Where are you at?
Where are you
at? Huh? Where are you?
Oh, you on the computer? Go to, I'm on the New York joint, erotic, go to, have me over, and then, it says, have me over, I, a very sexy college girl, very open-minded.
I'm gonna take a shit.
She says, I'm very new to this, lying-ass bitch. Just came,
super thick
huh?
Ebony girl.
What happened?
Super thick ebony girl.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. Just came here from down south and looking to have a great time with someone nice. I'm a student and need the extra cash. I can come over for a little or stay a while. You decide. All calls only. Independent. I come all by myself. Picture is real and recent. $250 an hour? Get the fuck out of here. 561-15-34C. Blonde hair, blue eyes, kind of student. It's not okay to contact this poster with services or other commercial interests. Yo, you want this one, nigga?
Go ahead.
How the fuck is this bitch's name?
Hold on one second. Come see this Puerto Rican delight. Is that what you just wanted?
Huh?
Hold on.
Where you see that at, nigga? Nigga said, come see the Puerto Rican delight. Yo, nigga. Oh. Oh, no! That ain't man on man shit. I think we'll fucking put something up in and have motherfuckers call in. See what kind of people we get to call. This shit is fucking hilarious. Hey, yo. We're going to play a quick song before, you know, and wait for this bastard to call back. This is Angry Bastard Radio. Station that you speak your mind right now is prank call. I guess you could say it's prank call, pranked out fucking Tuesdays. I like this shit. We might actually continue with the prank call tomorrow. For you motherfuckers that are just joining in, this shit is fucking hilarious. I just can't wait till the rest of my camp is in here. The rest of my camp is in here, it'd be crazy. Right now, this is a brand new track by Game. It's called Nightmares. Keep locked over. Angry Bastard Radio. Station, let's just speak your motherfucking mind. I'm GQ.
Nightmares, I hope you ain't in my nightmares. Nightmares, cause if I see you in my nightmares, I'll kill your ass in my nightmares.
DJ Stone.
If I kill you in my nightmares, your ass ain't coming back. Remember that Freddy Krueger movie? Yeah, I'm something like that. I'm from the dark side, lock and load. Let that chrome hawk fly. Feel like California heat every time the sparks fly. Nah, I don't talk shit. Roll up in that dark tent. Hit everything I'm aiming at. A motherfucking marksman. Red dot, red rings. Red rocks in my chain. Red polo man on my shirt. Red running through my veins. Put you to sleep. Never wake your ass up. Feeling the heat, that's the devil. He waking your ass up. So get your motherfucking Escalade gas up. Put that fire to that backboard and take your last puff. Having nightmares about your nightmares. You can't sleep, waking up in cold sweats. They come and go. Cause I'm a nightmare. A nightmare. You have your nightmares about me. Waking in your nightmares. You can't sleep, waking up in cold sweats. You come and go. New York, New York, standing on top of them skyscrapers. One hand on my dick, the other hand chasing paper. Rap niggas got me fucked up, thinking they can fade. Instead of jumping on my squad, they run around talking crazy. Better respect the king and show nothing. Kiss my Converse, I put that pin to that pad. Kill your ass and one first. I'm a killer B, I'm on my Wu-Tang shit. I've been
killed,
Ray Kwan told me that I can spit. Niggas,
Alright, hold on.
Niggas feel me in and off, niggas gotta feel my status.
You ready, nigga?
Yeah, let's go.
Alright. Yo, where the fuck you see come something about a fucking Puerto Rican or whatever?
Are you doing all New York, or where are you doing? Brooklyn, Bronx?
I put New York, yeah, New York City.
No, but look in the upper left-hand corner of the screen, and what's highlighted? All New York?
Yeah, all New York.
All right. And where are you?
I'm on the fucking Have Me Over.
Stay
up.
Page one?
Yeah.
Damn, I gotta take a shitty. Yeah. You see, I'm supposed to be looking for. I'm like, oh yeah, looking at all types of other shit. Alright, let me see here. What? Where'd you go? What am I looking for? Maybe it's cold outside?
Nah, Have Me Over. I a very sexy college girl.
I don't even have that one yet.
Tuesday, go to All New York.
Starburst.
Hold on, you see the extremely, huh?
Starburst got that $50 for 20 minutes on Superhead.
Oh, okay, I see what's going on. I just refreshed my shit, and more shit was added, but it's all the way at the bottom. It's under Sweet Sexy Exotic Princess, but I'm about to go to the top. You see Beautiful Latina?
On top I have... On top I have...
Oh, shit. We refresh the page, though.
Oh, yeah. I just did refresh the page.
You don't see Beautiful Latina?
No.
What do you see?
Young, petite, erotic, brunette.
Hold on, let me refresh this motherfucker. You see young, petite, erotic, brunette?
Yeah.
And you went to All New York?
Yep. Go to Jersey. What do you see on Jersey?
What I see on Jersey?
Yeah.
You went there now?
Yep.
I see my real picture, I guarantee.
Yep, you got it.
All right, now go back to All New York. What do you say?
I'm still in Jersey. Hold on one second. I got to click on a couple just to see. All New York. Young, erotic, brunette. Let Raina's hand do all the work.
Second young, petite. Oh, wow. I guess you ain't on the joint than I am, but... I see the Starburst shit you just saying.
Starburst got that wet.
Yeah. How far down is that one?
Let's see. That's like halfway down. It's almost in the middle of the page.
Yeah, same here. Oh, okay. I see young, petite, erotic, brunette. What's above that?
Hello, I'm very cute, petite.
I go all the way up.
That's all the way up for me.
I refresh the page.
Okay. Refresh. Same thing.
I've had that now for a couple of, last 10 minutes. Every time I'm
Well, you got this one chick named, my name is Lorena. I am very clean. I'm available all night. Please, no games. Only serious guys. Pleasure only. Out calls. So if you like what you see, give call. Please, no private calls. No private calls. So what if I call private? You think this bitch is not going to answer?
Probably not.
Try it. Fuck it.
Fuck it. The name's Lorena. Man, from what I see right here, she's definitely off the chain. But she don't got no prices down, so you can ask that. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Lorena. Queens.
You have reached the Sprint PCS voicemail box of 347.
Oh! Nah, I ain't gonna put it out there like that.
Why? Put it out there.
Huh?
It's all over the internet.
Yeah, true, true. You got a point there. And that nigga's like, come on!
Yeah, they got good-looking bitches on there.
Yeah, they do. My name is like Jessica. I am very clean. I'm available. Please, no private calls. Oh, fuck up.
Yeah, they all say that. But, yo, you know what? I think that person hit because it was a dude.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was. Yo, nigga, what the fuck you at?
You know what's crazy? You're gay. You're gay.
Nah, nigga, I'm far from it.
Nah, dog. You're fucking gay because... The first one you called? Come on, it's a little coincidental that the first one...
Nah, fuck that shit, nigga.
Dog, listen. I mean, it is what it is, man. I can't, you know, you're my brother for life, but...
Nah, nigga, fuck that shit.
Come to the fucking realization that you're gay, you know?
Nah, crazy. Nigga.
That's crazy, son.
No, sir.
Crazy.
How can I be gay when I fucked your mom?
Yo, how you doing? What happened?
Yo, we got one, dog.
Hold on. You gotta call you back. I'll call you back.
This guy's a pussy.
All right.
This guy's definitely gay. He talks about me. This nigga's a fucking lame-o. Hold on. I'm gonna call my cousin. See if he wants to be down with the prank calls. As if his woman is not whooping his ass. Let's see. Oh, man, this shit is fucking hilarious. I can't wait for tomorrow. I'm going to have fun. Oh, man, I can't do that. Over there fucking calling people and shit. Well, I guess I'll do one more. This is just a phone call away. I better, yeah, you know what, fuck it. I'm not doing this shit by myself. Knowing my ass, I'm gonna actually get too deep into it and be like, hey, yo, what's up? Let's meet the fuck up. Nah, I'll be damned if I pay a bitch money. I'm not paying these hookers any money to, you know, for their services. Fuck that shit. I'm good. In calls, everyone loves the new girl in town, really. Let's see what the new girl in town is all about. Star, cover and uncovered. Nah, dog. Come and get this Italian cutie just the way you like it. Ah, Lord, these motherfuckers is a trip. This chick is horrible looking. Shiloh,
Come get this Italian girl the way you want it. Hello. This is funny. There's no left.
Have reached the voicemail box of 646594 zero 577. To leave a voice message, press 1. Or...
Hey, Chalo or Shalo or whatever the name is. I'm calling because I was wondering, you know, if we can get up tonight. I actually needed to borrow one of your, I have this itch in the crack of my ass and I needed, you know, a woman to take her fingernails and, you know, just scratch my taint. Scratch the itch out of here because it's really bothering me. If you give me a call back at 212-479-7990, I would greatly appreciate it. Oh, yeah, I just wanted to know what was the charge on getting my toes licked and my knee, my calves and my kneecaps and my ankles licked. I also want to put on some Timberlands and I want to put, like, some... I want to dip my Timbs and my Timberland boots in some mud and kick me in the face with them. I want to know how much is the charge just to treat you like my slave. Give me a call back, 212-479-7990. Thank you. And that will do it for today's show, Prankster Tuesdays. We told y'all we was going to be doing prank calls, and we did them. Tune in tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., maybe from 7 to 9, where we will be doing more. Oh, wait, whoa, tomorrow's Wednesday. So tune in tomorrow from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m., where we will be doing more prank calls and other shit. Make sure you hit us up on myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio and show us love and support. Spread the word. This is Angry Fucking Bastard, and we're not going nowhere. I'm going to play one more track. We got 90 seconds left, people. 90 motherfucking seconds left, so I'm going to play one more motherfucking track, and I'm going to get my motherfucking ass out this motherfucker. Thank you for tuning in. God bless everybody, and good night. Right here, this is, can I do for the people? Right now, this is Styles P Freestyle. Let's go.
Bullets up in this body, it could be over shortbread. But if it's long bread, eat the whole clip, you beyond dead. Cut the mics off or cut your lights off like Con Ed. If you could see my life through the Tom Fords, Michael Kors suit and the blonde Porsche, the shit is beyond y'all. Shoot more shit than the armed force, Dawn War. And if I ain't getting drunk when I'm pouring for, and if I ain't getting high when I'm smoking for, and you ain't a G, so what you looking for? Cause you don't want your cranium cracked. My little man bought the gap when he came in the back. Plus I got the brawl with the 44 large in the front. Front, nigga, we could go to war. Before you see God, though, you gon' see the floor. Cause the bullets like the gym trainer working out your core. I tell the truth to you clowns. I'm high and you fly, so I'm shooting you down. Let them have it automatic, trade pound round. Now, get familiar with the ground. I catch him sleeping, I'm lucky. Cause if he slipping, believe he's meat for the puppies. And then the grown dogs too, think you hard like P, then I own y'all too. You jockin' SP, you jockin' SP, nah. But your girl is, though, I hit her off with a lie. She ain't know the G's be up in the 5-star, and the bow still spin like the dial on the iPod.
green on the board. I still keep the tool in the store and hold weight like the pickup on the Ford. Nigga.
Good night. Love, peace, and motherfucking chicken grease. I want to give a shout out to all the people that listen, all the fans, all the people that are downloading the shows, all everybody, all the haters. I want to give a big shout out to my girl, Lucy Lou. She knows who she is. I want to give a big shout out to Kuba holding it down. I want to give a big shout out to her and her new baby that's on its way. So her as her lovely new man, you know, holding it down, doing their thing. You know what I mean? Her two kids holding it down. Give a shout out to her family. Give a shout out to my big dog, my big brother. My big brother, Fresh to Death, holding it down. Big shout out to Technical Difficulties. Everybody supported us. Big shout out to the G.O.D. Without him, I wouldn't be here. Big shout out to my mom and dad. You know, and all my family and friends, all the past, all my loved ones. Big shout out to the negative that happened in my life because it wouldn't get me to the positive for my life. Big shout out to Barack Obama holding it down. Big shout out to everybody, man. Just big shout out to everybody, you know. I want to show my love and true love to everybody. Big shout out to motherfucking. To every single girl I've been with, you know, the bad ones, the good ones, you know, hopefully they're doing good in their life. Big shout out to all the dickhead cops out there. Big shout out to my boss. Big shout out to, to my cats. Big shout out to my little son, I mean, Omari, you know, big shout out to, you know, Kelsey holding it the fuck down, you know what I mean, my nieces and nephews and all that types of shit. You know what I mean? Big shout outs, man. I just got to give big shout outs to everybody holding it down. Big shout outs to everybody that's just been doing their thing. Big shout outs to everybody on the chat line. Big shout out to Antoine. Never met the dude, but I heard he was cool dude. So big shout out to you, big dog. You know what I mean? He was holding down Lucy Lou for a minute. You know what I mean? Big shout outs to, big shout outs to everybody. Big shout outs to fucking Bennett. Big shout outs to Jeanette. Big shout outs to Judy. I mean, big shout out to, you know what I mean, to Katie holding it down over there in Oneonta. Big shout out to Arlette. Big shout out to Lucy Lou's cousins and Lindsay and all that. Big shout out to everybody. I mean, big shout out to her family. You know, even her dickhead father. Big shout out to that nigga. Hopefully you come correct next time and you do what you're supposed to do as a man. Big shout out to Cooper's baby dad, you know, her husband and all that. Make sure you get your shit together, dog, because, you know what I mean, living in, you know what I mean, this world is fucked up, and the only thing that's going to get you together is family. If you have family, you have everything. I want family. I have family. It's just kind of split up, but I do have family. I just don't have a girl, but, you know what I mean, she knows who she is, and she's the one that I want, and when I get her, I'll be in heaven. I'm in heaven now, but I'll be definitely in heaven. I can fall back and be like, you know, it is what it is. Big shout out to everybody on the town. Once again, it's myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Big shout out to the young man that called up. I don't know if he was funny joking or not, but the nigga was funny as shit. He didn't call back, though, but it is what it is. But big shout out to him, you know, for calling up and blessing Angry Bastard Radio and letting us in this station and let you speak your mind, letting us know what the fuck was on his mind. Big shout out to that little homie. And if the shit is real, hopefully your family will come together as one and realize that, you know what, we was wrong for that. Big shout-out to all everybody, black, white, Spanish, Haitian, Chinese, gay, straight, handicapped, disabled, same thing, non-disabled, fucking Republicans, Democrats, Independents, KKK, skinheads, Bloods, Crips, Kings, Nietas, fucking folks, fucking all my boys, all my old boys, big shout out to motherfucking Always Famous Yet Radio, Ace Money, fucking Fags, Billy the fucking Kid, big shout out to the whole fucking world, and I'm out of this motherfucker. See y'all tomorrow, 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., Angry Fucking Bastard Radio, the station that lets you speak your motherfucking mind. I'm G motherfucking Q, and I'm out of this motherfucker. One.